This is Commons Cast, the official podcast of the Martha Rivers Ingram Commons at Vanderbilt University, featuring Q&A with the Dean, the Commons Calendar, and a first-year resident interviewing various humans of the Commons. Now, here's Q&A with Dean Melissa Grisolfi.
Hi there, Doors. Happy February. I'm Lauren, and I'm back with Dean Grisolfi for this week's episode of Q&A with the Dean. How are you, Dean Grisolfi?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. So in our first episode of the semester with Anissa, you mentioned that one of your goals this year is to take actual breaks. And from the outside, it does seem that with your like many roles on campus, that would probably be difficult. As I know from meeting with you every once in a while, you're always running from one thing to the next. I'm just going to say it in your own words, because I think it was so to the point. You said that, quote, not every moment of your entire life needs to be productive and forward thinking. And so as a student, I'm constantly having these conversations with people debating, like, should we be doing more? And I'm wondering if you struggle with accepting this advice yourself.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm great at giving advice and terrible at taking it. I have that same goal every year. But I will say that I am doing a little better so far this year. So I'm actually going on a very impromptu weekend trip with my sister and my cousins in Chicago. And it was like kind of last minute. And everyone there lives in Chicago, or my sister lives 3 hours away. So I have to fly. But like I can do that. I have lots of points on Southwest. And so I'm missing Friday. I'm flying in, and it's going to be great. It's a little stressful because, like, I have a lot of things to do, but I know it will be worth having done it. But I do struggle with just taking a break and not feeling guilty about taking a break. I have to do a lot of, like, active talking to myself.
Okay. Do you feel like you define your value by your productivity?
Yes. Oh, I'm all the terrible things that they write about. Like, I'm completely sucked into the capitalist mentality. I think this is a generational difference that I find really fascinating. So it's only been recently that I've been able to see my work ethic as something to be, like, maybe questioning instead of something to be super proud of. So I am a hard worker. I always have been. My parents were. And that was, like, part of our ethos. And now, I guess it's in the past decade where I've been reading about the ways that our culture shapes and frames the way, like, the expectations we have about ourselves and our time. I realize, like, wow, I've been completely sucked into this machine. Academia is actually terrible for this. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of performance of busyness. I one time had a senior professor tell me this story of himself and this other, like, very renowned math ed scholar, because that's my field. And he said, well, you know, I was editing a book, and she wrote me an email about her chapter on Christmas Day. And I made sure to email her back on Christmas Day so that she knew she wasn't the only one working. And I remember being like, okay, yes, right, we're supposed to work on Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. I was totally persuaded. And so it's only been recently where I've been like, actually, that is the most terrible story anyone ever told me.
Yeah, like, very, very negative advice there. Okay.
Yes.
Do you feel like that, like, kind of mentality that you said you've been noticing, do you feel like it's changed at Vanderbilt too, or just, like, in academia everywhere? Because I know you've been at other institutions as well so far.
I don't think that amongst the professors it has changed. I do think that change happens really gradually, mm-hmm. and attitudes often change before attitudes always change before institutions change. Like, institutions are very difficult to change. And so some of the ways that people get promoted in terms of the amount of writing you have to do and the amount of grants you have to get, like, it's hard to do that and not overwork. And there are many, many rewards for overworking. And so at the moment, not overworking kind of puts your career in some sort of peril. So I do see students pushing back on this. And it's part of the reason why I think about this so much is because of the ways that students say, like, I'm not going to do that. that seems wrong. Like, I need some time. And I really like this part of what I love about being on a college campus. So I do think that amongst people my age, like an awareness that this is a thing and a conversation about, like, I would say people my age, we talk a lot about, like, how did we get so convinced that our entire lives should be about our work? Like, this seems wild. So not to the point of changing it, maybe to the point of changing our role in it, right? Our expectations. But no, I don't think anything at the institution is very changed.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think that's interesting, especially because it kind of speaks to how you're changing, maybe not the narrative, but just the conversation by the advice that you're giving to us students too. But do you feel like most of, like, when you look forward to this year, we're still, I guess, talking about New Year's resolutions in February, but are you hoping to feel still, like, accomplished by things? Or, like, how are you going to measure whether or not you're, like, happy, I guess?
That's such a good question. It's actually something I think about all the time because, and I'll bet most Vanderbilt students struggle with this too, if you've been, like, very achievement-oriented and rewarded by being achievement-oriented, it's really hard not to continue to chase the awards. And if you want to chase awards, academia is a great place for you. There's all kinds of awards that you can get. And I don't mean to demean them in any way. Like, people get awards for excellent work, and they earn them. But it is a place where, like, your excellence is made very visible in a lot of ways. And so I remember a couple of years ago, so I'm a full professor. So, like, I'm all done, basically. There's one more thing. Someone could give me an endowed chair. I don't have that. But, you know, like, basically there's no more promotion. And so I had gotten promoted. Maybe I'd been a full professor for a year, and I was, I don't know, in some state about something. And maybe I didn't get a grant published or something, and I was like, or a grant funded. I was very upset, and I was talking to a friend. I'm like, I just feel like maybe I'm just so terrible at this. And she was like, what is your measure of terrible or good? Like, that doesn't make any sense at all. You're a full professor Peabody, which is an amazing school of education at Vanderbilt. Like, what do you think it is that you would have to do in order to say to yourself, well done? And I was like, oh my God, that is such a good question. Because what I realized is that I just kept pushing the goalpost. And there are more things I could do. Like, in my field, it's a really big deal to be a member of the National Academy of Education. I am not a member of the National Academy of Education. That's a huge honor, you know? So I said to her, like, well, I really am going to need to be a member of the National Academy of Education. She's like, does this not seem crazy to you? Like, could you not just be excited about what you're doing? And I thought it was amazing advice. And, you know, getting a piece of advice doesn't chase 30 years of, you know, striving out of your brain, but it does create another voice, right? Say, like, well, maybe you need to reorganize your measures of achievement and success. And so I have been trying to focus much more on the joys of my job. And there are so many joys of my job, both the dean job and also my professor job. There are so, like, today I was reading one of my students' dissertation proposals, and oh my God, there are parts of it that are so beautifully written. And, you know, they did that. I didn't do that. But still, I was like, I am really proud of this student and how much they've grown. And that is a huge joy. And it's their accomplishment, but it's also something I know I helped with, you know? Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to get better at noticing those.
Okay. No, that's really interesting. I think, yeah, you're so wise to say that obviously the undergrads here also can relate to moving the goalpost. And yeah, hopefully we can all just, for those of us who want to, think more about that and just be a little bit more introspective this year. But thank you for talking with us today and offering your perspective. And that's all for Q&A with the Dean for this week. Next up is Commons Calendar.
Hey, how's it going, Commodores? I'm Harika Kuduro, and I'll be hosting this week's Commons Calendar, where we bring you up to date with all of the events going on campus this week. Starting off today, on Wednesday, February 7th, join Dean Grisolfi at the Dean's Residence for the 16th Annual Murray Lecture, featuring author, professor, and Murray Lecture keynote speaker, Dr. Daniel Black, an author, professor of African American Studies at Clark Atlanta University, for dinner and discussion. On Thursday, February 8th, Come and join the Vanderbilt Culinary Club in North House from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Rec Center Demonstration Kitchen for a Lunar New Year joint cooking lesson and dinner celebration. They will be creating and eating traditional dishes, and there will be a special guest, Dr. Legion Song, Asian Studies Director. This is a chance to celebrate, learn, and ask questions about the Lunar New Year. It's first come, first serve, so please make sure to RSVP on AnchorLink. Come and join Vanderbilt Spoken Word on Friday, February 9th. Come and watch and listen to live music and performances from spoken word artists centered on love at the City Winery Nashville. Tickets, food, and transportation are all taken care of. RSVP as soon as possible because spots are limited. Finally, midterm season is here, so if classes are starting to stress you out a bit, join the Center for Student Wellbeing for a 30-minute meditation practice on Monday, February 12th. The meditation is offered at the same time in person and on Zoom. And that's all for this week's Commons Calendar. Be sure to check the AnchorLink for more information on dates and events. Thank you all so much for listening, and now on to the Humans of the Commons segment.
Hi, Doors. Welcome to the Human of the Commons interview. My name is Cynthia, and I'll be your host for the segment. Today, I'm here with Whitney. She's majoring in biomedical engineering and is originally from Philadelphia. Hi, Whitney.
Hi, Cynthia.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Okay, so before we begin, I just want to ask, how has your week been going so far?
The week's been really good. I've had a lot of preparing to do for tests, but I've been doing well with that, and I'm excited for this weekend. There's a lot Ooh. Of fun things going on. I think we're going to the Commons Ball later tonight,
so that yeah. should be fun. Yes. yeah, we'll get into that a little later, but also, how are you settling into the spring semester? How's that going?
It's going really well. I really like my classes.
That's good.
I like have like two classes max like each day, so I'm getting out That's really so nice. Early. I have a lot of daylight left, and it's really nice.
Dude, compared to last semester, that seems so much nicer.
Mm-hmm.
It was honestly same. Like, I should have taken a chill. I wasn't taking that many classes, but it was just like too much.
Yeah.
You know? The semester feels like it's just also the weather, like
mm-hmm.
it's just everything's coming together, I feel like, except for that snow
and the ice
and the black eyes. That was horrible. But like, is that something you're used to, like being from Philadelphia? Like
I am used to like the cold and the snow, but not really the ice.
Okay.
I feel like we usually like prepare like really far in advance when it snows. Oh. So like there usually isn't any ice on the sidewalks, and like everyone oh. you know does their part, so yeah, but that's, I understand like people aren't really used to that down here.
Yeah, definitely not. But I don't know. I feel like that was my first time ever seeing that many, like that much snow. So I feel like I wonder if that's normal for like Nashville.
But I definitely don't think it is. I think people were definitely like they didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I definitely did not. I was not prepared. I did not have any like snow gear.
Yeah.
I was freezing. No, that was horrible. But better times are coming. I feel like today has been so nice, and like the weather is kind of coming together, like it's in the cool, like, but there's like it's in the cooler, like it's cooler weather, but like the sun's out, it's not gloomy.
Yeah,
it's really and nice. It kind of feels nice to study outside. Like I might start having picnics.
I know, and there were so many people outside. I like love seeing that.
I know, it really feels like spring. I love it. It's just so nice. But on the topic, can we talk about what like brought you to Vandy? Like what was the like what sold you?
I think so. I actually committed before I visited campus.
Oh
yeah, so I was I had to come here at that point, but I was really interested in like the opportunities that there were here, especially for BME. And like once I actually did come and visit campus, there were so many like supportive people that were here to help and you know, there to guide my family and I, like, although Aww. Like most of the students had already left by that point, and I ran into someone and he took it upon himself to like introduce us to Commons and walk my family and I around. Oh, and it was just so really sweet. Nice. And I was like, this is where I want to be. So
dang, that really speaks to like the Vandy like way of life. Like
yeah.
everyone here is so friendly for the most part.
Yeah.
I do have some opinions on the people in my house, but other than that, okay, can we talk about the people that will not wait for you to come out the elevator and they'll just step in like you're not like
oh.
like right now coming here, I was getting off the elevator and there was these two girls coming into the elevator and they did not wait for me to like get out. They're like trying to squeeze in. I'm like, girl, there's only room for one of us. Please do not like that. it's Friday. Like, yeah. Let's choose happiness. Let's not do this right now. But, you know, anyways, I veered off track. But, yeah, I feel like Vandy is so, like, welcoming. But wait, what, like, was that, did you come during the spring semester?
Yeah, I came during the spring.
So you didn't know how cold, well, you're used to the cold. So
yeah,
like,
I'm used to the cold, so I wasn't really worried about it. Yeah. But I'm like, it can't be any colder than up there, so.
That's true. No, I visited during the spring semester, too, and I see my mistake. Like, I feel like if I would have come during, like, January, February, like, and then I would have been like, okay, maybe I need to think about this. Because this weather is just not for me. Yeah.
How cold does it get in Houston?
Okay, when I went back for winter break, it was really cold. Like, it was in the 40s, and I was like, what's happening? Like, I'm trying to get away from this weather, and it's following me everywhere, but it usually, like, I remember it not getting, like, lower than 50s. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
even during the winter?
Yeah, like, it was rare. Unless there was, wow, like, a, you know, winter, I don't know what they're called. Like
freeze?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had a freeze. But that, I mean, that was, like, an isolated incident, I feel like. But other than that, like, it doesn't really get that cold. And I'm like, why? Like, for me, ideal weather is, like, 65, 70 with the sun out.
Okay. So then, go ahead.
No. Like, it's just so, like, I feel like it's so nice.
Yeah. Was the beginning of the school year too hot for you, or did you like that?
No, that was definitely too hot. And then people were like, well, you're from Texas, you should be used to this. I was like, I am from Texas, but I'm never outside for more than 30 minutes at a time. Like, I'm always in the AC. Like, this is just not, like, I don't know how they expected us to be outside and, like, sweating everything so off. Like, even wearing shorts, you were, like, drenched. And I'm like, okay,
it was so hot and humid. I just could not do it. I, like, had to call my mom, and I was like, can you order a fan and, like, send it
over?
Like, I can't do this. It was way too hot.
But, like, was the, like, AC working in your house?
Yeah, the AC was working in my house, but I wanted, like, a little, like, portable fan, like, for walking. Mm. Everyone in my family made fun of me for it, but I was like, guys, it's so hot.
I wish I would have had that. Yeah. No, but definitely. I heard some people's, like, some houses didn't have AC. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Well,
I forget what house it is, but I think they have, like, a manual, like, thing where it's, like, if it's above a certain temperature, like, they turn on,
no,
like, the AC. If it's below, they turn on the heat. Like, no. I can control it in my room, so I love it.
Yeah, same. One of the perks of living in Hank, but I don't know. I have some takes, some hot takes on Hank.
Really?
But,
I feel like I only hear good things. What are some hot takes?
That basement is musty half the time. Actually, more than half the time, like, people are like, oh my gosh, this is so nice. I'm like, you do not want to be here all day every day, because it's so, I don't know, some people just musk it up, and I'm like, oh. Let's use Febreze, let's shower, like,
you can get those, like, little plug-in things and put them into the wall.
Yeah, like, please, or Dr. B, please do something. I can't, like, it's just not. But some days there's some exceptions. Like, I was there, like, last Friday, me and my friends were there, and we were having some fun, and it wasn't as bad. I think it was tolerable, but some days are worse than others. And then that laundry room gets so crowded. Another hot take. Okay. When you're late to getting your laundry, like, I, like, give people, like, a good 2 to 3, 5 max minutes. No, there's some people that take it out, like, the second it stops. And I'm like, I was literally coming. Like, yeah. I was almost there. Don't play with me. Like, oh, this is so gross. Like, I have to rewatch it. Like,
wait, did they put it on the floor? Like,
no, they put it on top of the, like, thing, but it's still dirty. And I'm like, ah. And then you're, like, touching my personal stuff. Like, stop. Yeah. Like, it's not that serious. You don't have to do laundry right now. Like,
that's true. I know, but sometimes, like, it's so crowded.
No, I know. But there's some people, like, there's definitely people that leave it for, like, more than, like, 20 minutes. Like, yeah, definitely. But a couple of minutes, you couldn't wait. Like, sit down. Like, I don't know. And then the amount of, like, lost things in that, there's, like, a lost and found, like, basket. It's overflowing at this point. And I'm like, okay, guys, like, let's donate some of this, maybe.
I think they do donate them every once in a while. I think they do. But I just, like, don't understand how people don't realize, like, when they are missing something.
Right? I always check, but I don't know. Maybe I'm one of those people when I'm over here hating. Yeah,
and my stuff's in there right now, probably.
Maybe I should. No. Oh, wait. I totally forgot to ask you. Okay, so, like, are you excited for the Commons Ball?
I am. I don't really know what to expect with it, but I brought a dress when I came back from winter break. It was my junior year prom dress. So
okay, throwback.
I'm excited to wear it again. but, yeah.
See, I couldn't do that. Mine would have not fit, but let's not say. No, hopefully We have a good time. I feel like it'll be nice. If not, I'll just go for the food because they're supposed to be like the food would be good because they're like promoting this like, oh, like it's gonna be so good. Like,
yeah,
okay, better step up, live up to the expectations because I don't know. I did hear there's gonna be like a fry bar.
I saw a couple of things that they were gonna have.
I'm like, okay, some of those fries are not good some days. So hopefully today is like their good day.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's just so many. But you know, it's college.
Yeah.
What can you expect? Oh, wait, what are your plans for next year? Like
During the school year or like the summer or like what?
All of it.
Okay. During the summer, I want to go back home and do some research. That's usually how I spend my summer.
Oh my goodness. So. Not studious. Oh my gosh, that's so studious. I wish.
Yeah, so I hope to get back into that and hopefully get to like shadow some doctors back home.
Okay.
And then for next school year, I want to get more involved with like volunteer opportunities.
That's so wholesome. Yeah. Stop. That's so wholesome. Okay, well, now I'm not gonna
no tell us your plans.
I'm gonna rot and actually I'm gonna like do some summer classes like at my community college to kind of like catch up on some of the engineering requirements because they want to be special so bad. But I love the School of Engineering. I use love lightly and loosely, but it's nice. But also, I'm so mad I missed the shirt thing.
Oh, same.
That I hope they do a third round for me because I'm like, okay, I definitely wanted
twice.
That. Yeah, like I'm struggling through the classes. I should at least get the shirt, you know?
That's true.
Complete the deal. But yeah, I don't think I'm going to do much. I'm going to go to Mexico probably I usually stay the whole 3 months.
Oh, cool.
So that's probably where I'm going to be with horrible Wi-Fi, but at least I'll be eating good. That's what I'm looking forward to and probably get a break. I feel like I've heard so many people that are like they're doing internships and all of this, and I'm like, guys, this is freshman like summer. Like
that's true.
I just got done like working my butt off in high school. Like I want to like take it in.
Yeah,
but also it like creates such a like difficult situation because you're like always like comparing them and you're like, oh, I'm behind and stuff like that. But just try to like remind myself like, hey, like it's okay. Like everyone like does things on like their own time, so yeah. I guess that's just the moral.
Yeah, I definitely feel like there was a lot of pressure to like do something this summer, and like even though like most of us like did a lot of things like over our summers or throughout the school year, like in high school, I think like coming here there was definitely like more of an emphasis on finding something for the summer, and I don't know. Yeah, definitely was a lot of pressure.
Loki, I don't trust some of these people. I'm like, are you lying
about what?
Are you a narc? No, I'm kidding. But like, because I feel like some people, like, I don't know. I'm like, are you actually doing all of this, or are you just trying to get in my head? Like, I don't know. I don't know who to trust sometimes because I'm like, there's some gatekeepers and there's some mansplainers and there's some exaggerators that like I'm like, okay, you're not helping. Like, I feel like there's such this like culture, like, yes, Vanderbilt's so good at like being collaborative and like helping each other, but there's also this culture of like comparing each other and stuff like that, like let's see who can do more. And I'm like, okay, like
it's like unsaid competition sometimes, but
yes,
I don't want it to be like that.
I know, like, I let's just all
do our
be great
thing.
Together
exactly.
Guys,
I
like,
celebrate your wins, you celebrate
exactly.
My wins.
Yeah, definitely engineering people take note. I'm kidding. But like I feel like across all of Andy, but yeah, I'm trying not to play into that like culture and not let that get to my head. But enough of the negatives. Let's try to end on a positive note. What is one thing you're looking forward to this month?
Oh, this month. Oh, February. Okay.
I do the Jeopardy, the song that did.
I know. I'm trying to think. Honestly, I don't plan my months this far in like in advance.
Really?
No, I don't. So all I know of right now is just, I guess, classes and, like, volunteer work, which is, like, I do, like, every month, so I'm excited for that.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so, like, wholesome and socially responsible. Like, wow. Like, I did a lot of volunteering in high school, but I just have not had the time to, like, actually get into it, like, here. But.
And I've been looking for, like, some more volunteering opportunities, like, not just on campus, but, like, off campus as well.
Oh.
So hopefully I get positions for that and I get to start with that as well.
But that's exciting. Yeah, definitely. Wait, what do you like volunteer? Like what's like does that entail?
Like on campus or?
Yeah.
Okay. On campus, I'm a part of Volunteers for Health. We teach health lessons to students in the Metro Nashville Public Schools. And I really enjoy doing it. I like working with the kids. I like interacting with them and answering their questions. And they're always so excited to be there. And like they're really excited to play the games and participate. And it's just really nice. But off campus, I hope to like work and do some, I guess, like healthcare, like equity work. And like work in things like that.
Oh my gosh, so inspiring. That's crazy. But like props to you. That's and being BME, like I heard BME is like one of the hardest engineering majors. So
yeah, I gotta do a little bit of everything.
For props BME. To you. That's so impressive. I'm so proud of you, actually.
Oh, thank you. Gosh. I'm proud of you too, Cynthia.
I haven't been doing much, but I'll get on that academic weapon movement soon enough. I will not be an academic victim this semester. I refuse. But yeah, that's so inspiring. So yeah, that's actually so cool. Like, oh, I can already imagine you like with the little kids. That's so sweet. Wait, is it like how old are the kids?
I think they were fourth graders. I think we've also worked with a couple of first grade or kindergarten on a couple of occasions. Yeah, but I really like enjoy working with kids and like back home, like I love like being a babysitter and like tutoring and like all that stuff. So I'm excited for that.
That's so cute. Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Well, I'm excited for you for this month.
Thank you.
Some good, like you're doing some good work. But thank you so much for being here today with me, and thank you all for listening to today's episode. And make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode of the Commons Cast.
Commons Cast is produced by My Commons Life, a division of student media at Vanderbilt, in cooperation with the Office of the Dean of the Ingram Commons. Subscribe to Commons Cast at Apple Podcasts or via your favorite podcast app.